Welcome to Moon Monkey. On this episode, I'll be talking about Their Finest, directed by Lone Scherfig. Their Finest is a World War II drama following a young woman named Katrin Cole as she gets a job at the Ministry of Information, first off writing public information films, explaining to people about the war effort, trying to boost morale, giving them certain information about bomb shelters, etc. Soon her talents are recognized by the people working there, and she's given the job of writing female dialogue, or slop as it's referred to by them, in an attempt to make their films more authentic. And she gets a job writing for an upcoming propaganda film about Dunkirk, which is going to tell the true life story about these two young girls who took their father's boat out and sailed over to Dunkirk to help bring back the troops. Going into this movie, I didn't know if I'd enjoy it or not. It didn't seem like the type of thing that I would usually watch. But I really had a good time at this film. I like the fact that even though it is a World War II film, it doesn't tell your usual story, which would usually be about either the soldiers. Recently, we did also have the film The Imitation Game, and there's been a few films telling the story of kind of, you know, the background characters or people on the home front and their role in the war, rather than the kind of frontline fighting that was going on. And this is a really unique story. I felt this story, again, this is based on a true life story as well, I believe, about a woman who did work as a screenwriter during the war and went on to work on a lot of films for them. The best thing about the film is really the performances. Gemma Arterton, who plays Katrin Cole, is fantastic. She's kind of struggling against society. Obviously, the reason she has this, she gets this position as the writer is because most of the men have gone off to war, and she's left there, and she's got this opportunity now to show her talents and show how good at writing she is. And I really liked her performance. The film doesn't really have a particular message in terms of kind of a social message that you might think, which was one of the things when I saw the advertisements for the film, I thought it was going to be about a particular thing, and it turned out that it's actually just a really strong drama about a writer and about the struggles that writers go through. The second great performance in the film to mention is Bill Nye, who plays the kind of older actor who's cast in her film, and he's just incredible in it. The best thing about his performance is he's essentially playing two roles, one of the actor, and then one, because there is this film within a film going on, he's also playing a kind of secondary character of his character in the film. So that was really enjoyable. You got other good performances in here. Sam Claflin plays Tom Buckley, who's the other one of the other writers on the Dunkirk film alongside Katrin Cole. You've got some familiar faces. You've got Richard E. Grant in there, and you have Jeremy Irons plays a small role, and Eddie Marson played a fantastic role as the Polish agent to Bill Nye's character. They got some really funny moments together. So essentially, the main story of the film is Katrin writing this screenplay for the Dunkirk movie and their attempts to get that film made. And at its heart, I felt this was a film about the power of movies and the power of cinema and words to change people's minds. They're working essentially for a propaganda department. One of the things that happens early on in the movie is you learn that the two girls who were reported to have gone to Dunkirk didn't actually get anywhere near Dunkirk. They broke down on the way and ended up turning around and coming straight back to England. And there's a kind of moment where they say, is it right that we tell this film and tell people it's a true story when actually this didn't happen? And they explain that what's important is the, you know, the emotion behind it. It's important to keep people's morale up. It doesn't matter, you know, if films are not entirely truthful. What matters is that there's the kind of emotion and spirit there which drives you through and helps kind of keep people going through tough times. So even though Katrin is this kind of background character in terms of the film that they're making, and she's obviously the protagonist of this film, but so even though she's kind of the background character in the world of movie making, it's her scripts and it's her writing that has such a pivotal role in what's going on, because it's her writing that's really going to change hearts and minds, and it's also really her writing that links together all of the characters in the film, from the people at the Ministry of Information and the War Ministry and the actors. Like, it kind of comes to pass that she's the central figure that's drawing everyone together. Well, that's how I kind of read it anyway. If you're familiar with other kind of, you know, BBC, this type of war movie, the kind of feel of the film will be very familiar to you. So it's a kind of semi-humorous drama, romance, quite sad. There's a few, like, as I say, really humorous scenes with Bill Nye, who's, again, just fantastic in it. The film's not kind of an out-and-out comedy, I wouldn't have said, and nor is it really sentimental. It doesn't do anything where you think it's being cheap, or I didn't feel that it did anyway. It plays it pretty straight throughout, but it has a huge emotional impact to the end, because you kind of feel as though these are real characters. Again, the conceit of using a film within a film really plays to its advantage, because you have this kind of over-the-top propaganda film about Dunkirk that they're making, with all the hammy acting and the bad sets and, you know, the cheap special effects, which somehow serves to draw you deeper into the drama of the behind the scenes, because that, again, seems more realistic in contrast to the film that they're making. So that was quite good. Another thing that I liked about that was they had a lot of meta humor throughout. I felt there's a scene near the end of the movie where they refer to trying to come up with an ending for another script that they're writing, which, again, it's kind of, a lot of the things they say are playing off the fact that you are there watching this movie, but they're referring to the other movie. So things like actors being difficult, or things like, you know, problems with filming. There's a sequence partway through the film where Buckley is telling Katrin about the power that films can have, and that for like an hour and a half, or in an hour and a half, you can change people's lives with what they're seeing on the screen. And you kind of feel what he's saying, because you're thinking, yeah, by watching this film, you know, this film is essentially changing the way you maybe perceive the role of writers or propaganda or what goes on in the world. So yeah, a lot of things, like a lot of nice references that they could get away with being somewhat self-referential throughout it. I'm going to get into some spoilers here for the end of the movie, so if you haven't seen the film and don't want to know about that, stop listening just now, because I'm going to spoil kind of what happens towards the end of the movie, and some of what happens during the movie as well. So yeah, there's a few kind of, one of the themes of the movie, as well as the kind of power of writing, is the fragility of life and the importance of, you know, seizing the moment and looking after people and, you know, telling people that you love them if you do, because they might not be around very long, which is something that really suits the kind of period of the war when people died, you know, were dying every day. And it was one of the things in the film, Eddie Marsan's character is killed very, very kind of briskly and unexpectedly in an air raid. Later on in the film, Buckley dies very unexpectedly as well. The deaths in the film just come out of nowhere and completely blindside you. It's not like a regular drama where there's a kind of build-up to it and you expect that someone's going to die, or it's kind of clearly signaled from the beginning, this character's going to get it. It just comes out of nowhere. And it comes at a time when you're kind of feeling elated because Katrin and Buckley have just about got together, and then he's just killed, like, literally a few minutes later, and it really hits you quite hard. And then later on, she's watching the film that she's written, and there's people in tears, and you're kind of feeling emotional, thinking, yeah, now she's left completely alone. The guy she was going to probably spend her life with was killed. yeah, it's just puts you in this weird situation of like really being there and feeling her loss, which I thought was fantastic. Again, like when they see the film at the end, I've seen this done in other movies where they kind of create a film or they create something and then they show it to you at the end and it has a big kind of emotional impact. It's maybe just something that affects me in that way. But anyway, when they show her film at the end, it's a really kind of poignant, moving scene, and you see the effect that her words are having on the rest of the audience. And that's the moment where you kind of understand what this film's about. Like I say, about being about the power of film, that's the moment when you kind of really get it and understand the importance of what she's been doing throughout. So yeah, overall, I would definitely recommend this. If it seems like the kind of thing you would like from the trailers, yeah, you're pretty much going to get exactly that. Some funny, like, funny scenes. It would really appeal to people of any age. It's that kind of mild comedy drama that really anyone could appreciate. So yeah, definitely check it out if you think you might enjoy it. So that's my review of Their Finest. I hope you enjoyed it. Please remember to like and subscribe, and I'll be back with another review very soon.